We have to call this meeting to order.
Good morning. I think we should kind of introduce ourselves. That would be, I think, probably a good idea. Representative Madore, if you want to start.
Yes, I'm Representative Sean Madore, House Author of this bill.
I
represent Clinton District 67, and my housemates are Kelvin Johnson and Tim Mahoney.
Jeff Myers from Senate Majority Research.
Thank you. Representative Madore, I tried to incorporate the, I tried to put the language together that really reflected the changes that the House made.
Yes.
And I would like to, my staff is going to walk in just a minute.
Okay.
I wanted to show you something that I did just a moment ago, because one of the problems that we had with the Senate language was that it was very repetitive, and we had kind of the same language in some portions, but it was not quite exactly the same.
Okay.
So the text had the same meaning, but grammatically it was different.
Okay.
And then you repeated it itself again twice, and we didn't need to do that, I believe. So we adopted the House recommendation and deleted all of those portions in the House, just like you suggested.
Okay.
So this deletion that you suggested for the House version, we thought it was a good idea.
Okay.
So we took all of that language out, which I think was also a concern from the Department of Transportation.
That's correct.
But there was a couple of words in there
okay.
that needed to be there in order to make sense out of the beginning. So I'm sorry if this makes no sense, but I think if you read it, hopefully it will make sense. I hope Rachel gets here.
Can I pass this on to Becky Parker here?
Please.
If you'd like
to. So what we have attempted to do is to, and the copies are going to get here, was to clean up the language to adopt the House version, but a little clean, because it was not just a matter of adopting the language. In our view, there were a few things, like, for instance, there were some significant differences between the House and the Senate in the first section, where you see the side-by-side, which you have in front of you. You have in the Senate version, you have language that says economic development policy and finance that proposes a program. The Senate was proposing a program. Then the House came in to propose a model of public information.
Okay.
And so what we understood is the department really does not want a program, obviously, but a model for public information already exists. A model for public information is already in place, so we don't have to pass legislation to develop a model for public information. The department already has that. So what we really are asking for, and what I am proposing in this language that I just gave you, is a plan.
Okay.
Which could be both. Could be a little bit of, you know, the public information and suggestions for improving that model for public information.
Okay.
Because model for public information already exists, so we're not going to ask the department to do a model for public information. That
okay.
already exists. But we're not going to ask for a program, because they thought that we were going too far
okay.
in the Senate. So a compromise is in the middle. You could come and testify, Commissioner, if you wish to come and do it, please. If you please come here. Yeah.
So we could go,
Senator.
Yes, Senator.
May I suggest that perhaps, if you wouldn't mind, perhaps would you be willing to recess until all the language gets here so that the rest of the members can follow with you?
Yeah.
And where we're going on that, if that's okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Moore. Yes. Yes, because you don't have that language in front of you. I'm saying it verbally, yet I think you should see it. So let's wait for a moment.
Rachel was supposed to be following me.
and if it's all right, Madam Chair, I like to have the language in front of me before Ms. Parker testifies or puts, you know, gives us input.
Okay. Thank you.
So we're going to read this for a moment until we get the copy.
You can keep it. Do we have, she has all the copies for us?
She's bringing these copies.
She is bringing the copies.
Are you off with it?
So, we're calling this meeting back to order. So let me continue to walk through this. So the first suggestion that we have is that, again, as you can see in the draft that I just gave you, line 110, instead of saying a program, which is what was the Senate preference.
Yes. Change it to a plan.
You change it to a model for public information, which we do not believe is necessary because they already have a plan for public information, so we will be asking nothing of the department. So we're asking for a plan as a compromise. So it's not developing a new program, but it's not continuing to do what they already do. And so we're asking them to propose a plan. Whatever that plan is, will include public information. Okay? So the next, the language that proceeds after that is the same language that we had in both the House and the Senate, a program to mitigate the impact, and it continues with the same language that we had in the Senate version. Okay. Then we move into what the report should include. And so this is basically same language. Just reorganized a little bit, but it's pretty much the same language that it was in the House. And then this is the two that we transferred from the Senate is the language that you see in caps underlined. We would like to also include this additional language from the Senate version, which is a listing of area business development organizations that can assist businesses. So this is language that we are asking that you incorporate into the House version. That was in the Senate.
Okay, I think
so it's the whole thing. A listing of area business development organizations that can assist businesses with financing, marketing, and technical counseling during the construction period. So we would like to add that sentence.
That is in the House
version
right now.
House as well? Okay.
Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm.
We go
into
line
1.22
and 1.23.
Okay. So it's the same. I'm not adding new language.
Nope.
Okay. And then all of the rest is the 16 recommendation. All of the rest is the same language, the language in the House, but it's just a little bit cleaner. So you can continue to read. And then we delete it. We accepted the deletion, which I think was the department's concern, of the second page.
We're okay with deleting that entire two paragraphs.
Okay.
And continue to proceed with the House recommendations. So we put definition of transportation impact zones and development of grants and loans, which is clean up a little bit because this language was not very good. So you can take a look at what we have.
So
the only three sentences that we would like to keep out of these entire two paragraphs are definition of transportation impact zones, development of grants and loans for advertising, cash flow assistance during construction and technical assistance related to financial management, inventory control and marketing, recommendations for adoption of ordinances to provide customer parking during construction and access to business premises. That's it. So all of the other communication with the local chamber of commerce, establishing funding and implementing, we took out. So we just would like to hear recommendations for developing loan programs. Is that something that we could do? If there is some kind of a recommendation that they could. Remember, members, that this is just a report for recommendations. We're not asking the department to actually do this in terms of providing the grants and finding the money. What we're asking is there any model that we as a state could pursue to assist the small businesses? So we're not asking the department to actually come up with the money and create the model itself. We're asking for recommendations.
Madam Chair, I have a question here. I'm a little concerned with us focusing just on parking during construction. In my communications with the department, we felt that there was a bigger discussion to have with regards to truck loading and unloading. It just wasn't customer parking. It allowed for a full look at the impact of the transportation. So if it's street parking, where are we going to move access points? If it's loading and unloading, where are we going to move that? So it was my understanding in talking with the department that provided the language we had provided an opportunity for them to look at the bigger picture as well, just not customer-focused parking. So I'm wondering is that, I just want to be sure that if we're looking for this plan that we're not just focused on one area, but we're actually asking them to be sure that they're including all possible impacts. Is there...
Representative Medor, do you think that we could amend this language to read ordinances to provide for parking during construction, or we can add some language in here to be more inclusive so that it is not just customer parking, or define other areas in there? Maybe the department can help us find the language for us.
I think I'd like to hear what Ms. Parker has to say about that, or see if what her recommendation might be on that. We were pretty specific when we talked about this in my office, so I had a big concern about that. So.
Thank you, Representative Medor. Welcome, Ms. Parker. And if you could please go ahead and address the questions from Representative Medor and any other questions that the committee members may have.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, all right.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Becky Parker, the legislative liaison from MnDOT, and I would be happy to talk about this. The department now makes extensive efforts to do outreach to businesses, well, to everyone who is affected. And I think we showed Representative Medor, because we were able to meet with Representative Medor, extensive information, maps, notices, drawings, public releases, news releases. And I'm sure we can always do everything better. And so we would never say we can't improve on what we do. But we have serious concerns about the bill on the Senate side, and we were never allowed to testify about the bill on the Senate side. In the House, we were able to work on the language, and so we are very comfortable with the language on the House side of the bill. I think if some modifications were made to the Senate side of the bill, we could work on that as well. I would like to say that probably the best thing about the whole process that happened was being able to meet Mr. Nathanson, because we didn't know that people who offered this kind of services even existed. And I, in fact, have already contacted him once to ask, just a couple of days ago, to ask if he could help us with something when we were contacted by a small business owner. So I think that the learning about these community development consortiums and that there are other people that we didn't even know about is the best thing for at MnDOT anyway, and maybe for small businesses that can come out of this. The thing that really worries us is not being asked to have, we don't really care whether it's called a plan or a program, it's really the components of it that concern us. And one of the things about the house language that we found helpful was being able to work with the Department of Employment and Economic Development, because they have skills that we don't have in MnDOT and that we need in order to implement this in a way that the businesses that you're trying to help would find useful. Because we don't know anything about making grants and loans and providing technical assistance to small businesses, but there are people indeed who do know how to do that. And to the extent that the language could be modified to provide that it's a joint report from MnDOT or DEED, or that we, the Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development, provides the information about grants and loans and technical assistance, that would be very helpful, because that is not a skill set that MnDOT has, but we recognize that that is needed to go to small businesses. And so if we could work with these, they would be contributors to the report. That we did meet someone from these who told us that they do offer that service and that they would be happy to work with us and with the Met Council. We also discovered during meetings about this that the Met Council has already hired 5 people whose sole job it is to work on the Central Corridor with small businesses in order to mitigate the effects on them. So there are some things already in progress that, you know, if we could link, if our report could link up with those, it would be very beneficial, I think, to bring all of that together. So we, you know, we don't have any problem at all about notices to people, meeting with people, information to people, working with Mr. Nathanson to develop this list of business organizations that can assist people. I think that's an excellent idea, that we should give people information about where can you go to get technical assistance. The problem is asking MnDOT to provide information about grants, because we can't make them and we need help from other agencies. The other issue, I think, was the date. The department has 17 reports it must provide to legislative committees over the next 2 years. 10 of those are due the same time as this, along with information to the legislature about how we are going to use all of the new funding under the Transportation Funding Bill. We are drowning in reports. And so just, we actually wanted an extra 6 months, and the House gave us an extra 3. But anything that you could do would be very gratefully appreciated about that.
Yes,
Commissioner, and you referred to the Met Council, and Representative Schumper and I have got, we really don't have anything to do with the Met Council. We come from rural Minnesota, and Representative Schumper can really experience, he had, I served on city councils, and we have seen whether it would be in Brutwood Highway 55, a project coming through, no correspondence whatsoever from MnDOT. They just come in and did it. They didn't even mention it to the businesses that this is going to happen. Last year we had a restaurant in Freeport, and they were doing a project, access, you know, entryway into town. They were going to shut the town down and have the cars get off in the old Highway 52, which used to be the interstate years ago. The cars would have to get off 6 miles down the road. They were going to shut the exit completely off. That would have put us completely out of business. Plus, everybody living in that town would have to drive 6 miles out of the way. I mean, and there was no discussion at all. I was a chamber president at the time. They never brought that up to us, or even the state council. No discussion. We were not involved in any discussion what they're going to do. So there, we do need something like this, and that's why I really like this bill, because I have been on the receiving end where there has been nothing. And Representative Shumpert can relate what he just went through in his community. It's back going on right now, right?
Yes, it is.
Do you explain?
Oh,
yeah. Do you understand what we're coming from?
On the 24th, we had a project, an intersection project started in La Crescent last year, and they needed to finish it this year. And on the 21st of April, which was a week or so ago, on Monday, MnDOT came out and put up barriers all over and redirected traffic to significant detours. Never met with or conferred with any of the business people or the local government. Well, my phone started ringing off the wall on about Wednesday, and we met with the local businesses and the city government on Saturday. Senator Ropes and myself did. And by the next Wednesday, which was last week, we had convinced MnDOT to change their ways, and tomorrow they're going to be putting in a crossover and redirect traffic and take down all the existing barriers that are causing a lot of problems. But one of the engineers from Rochester, this is District 6, said to me, well, you know, maybe we should have gone and discussed all this first with the businesses before we did it. So, I mean, they didn't do a thing to even convey their plans, much less to discuss their plans and work out any problems with the local business people. They just went out and did it. And so had they would have gotten quite an earful, I think, from the business people. So we need this. We need this little bill.
Absolutely. Representatives, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your testimony, because that's exactly what happened in the district, and it's happening all over the world. That's the reason I had a conversation with Representative Medora and said, we have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with Senator Erickson Ropes, and she said, you know, please put me as your author, and I will defend this with whatever I have, because I have way too many businesses that are suffering in my district.
Right.
And every senator, this passed, you know, unanimously in the Senate, because we are all going to be really facing these problems. And Ms. Parker, I do hear you, that you do have this information. The problem is, it's not making a difference that you have all of these very wonderful maps and all of this information in your website. With small businesses, we have to go there. We have to let them know what's going on. And we have to inform them about what it is that we can do to assist them. And that is not happening. I understand that, you know, the staff may be overworked, and there are lots of things, you know, that we have to do in transportation in Minnesota today. But if we don't do this today, we are going to have a major problem in Minnesota with small businesses. And I think what we're trying to do here is create a plan to be prepared. What is that we need to do? And you already started working on this plan, which is, you know, to connect with Mr. Nathanson's organization to see what they can do. But, you know, he doesn't work with rural Minnesota right now. And we need to identify people who will work, you know, with organizations in rural Minnesota. And this is the department's duty, really, to figure out where are those organizations, what kind of information and resources are available to them. And if you need to work with the Minnesota Department of economic development, that's what you have to do. And we're asking you to just tell us, how do you want to do this? Just give us a report that will give us that information, so that next year we can come back and give you the resources and implement policy that can help you get that done. Whatever that is, this is just really the intent here is to help you do what you're doing now more effectively. And really what we would like to see is that the businesses in our districts actually can come to us and say, absolutely, we know everything that is available to us from all of these departments, and we're taking advantage of it. And today, that is just not happening.
Madam Chair, I think we tried very hard to address this entire issue here. I have an issue in my community that involves the county and my city, and we were trying to vet out what organizations would we need to pull together for a project.
And I think if you look here on lines 2.3 to 2.6, we tried very hard to be sure that we included any resource folks that that MnDOT could utilize in doing outreach in greater Minnesota, but also here locally. There was a lot of excitement in the room when we started talking about what sort of groups we would want to pull together. Any of these organizations would be part of the contact list, I'm imagining, that the final report would include. So I, as I said, there was an awful lot of good conversations that we had the two mornings that we met, and when the gentleman from Bees came in and did a presentation for us on the sort of resources that they could bring to the table, the department was very interested in working collaboratively with them. So I'm not sure, are we looking perhaps to change something in this definition here of 2.3 to 2.6 that would make you feel a little bit more comfortable, or I'm sorry, I'm having a little difficulty following this as well, so if you can maybe help me out with that as well.
Thank you, Representative Medora. I think there were some components that were not listed in the House version that we really wanted to add to, and I think one is if you see in this version that's kind of difficult to really read.
Yeah.
In the first page, under number one, it says identification of methods and techniques for informing small businesses about upcoming transportation construction projects. I really, that language is in the House as well. You have it in 114, right?
Yes.
It was not in the Senate, I suppose.
Madam Chair.
Yes,
Madam Chair. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit confused here.
in this as well.
I understand, Madam Chair, but usually, I think the way we can orderly fashion proceed through this is to try to identify what the difference is between the Senate and House language, and then if the two chairs perhaps have some compromised language that they would like to put before the members, then perhaps we ought to have the language drawn as an amendment so that we can so that we're able and council can help us walk through so that we're able to decipher what the difference is between the language being proposed and what's different in the House and the Senate. And I'm not quite sure, so it feels to me right now I have three different sets of languages to look at, and I'm wondering, Madam Chair, and I don't know how many other members feel invested in this, but I think we're all here because we really support this idea, and speaking just for myself, I'd be pretty excited to find a conference committee report that will incorporate any or all three of these different things in there in consultation with, you know, the department into something that would be workable. And so I'm wondering if it's possible for us to, Madam Chair, for the two authors, maybe if you guys could reduce this to an amendment to the bill, or have council do that, and then can we just then set aside the language in the center of the House, and we just consider the amendment as the only document in front of us without having to go back and forth to what's in the Senate language, what's in the House language, and what's on this third document. For me, the linear thinker, it would be helpful if I could just look at one document and we just all be on the same page and we just discuss that document without having to jump back and forth and not knowing whether we're looking at House language or Senate language.
Thank you, Senator Jumbaugh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And along those lines, if we can do it in bits and pieces, or we can say we all agree on this section and move it ahead. But the bigger picture for Ms. Parker, having sat through a number of these and understanding the MnDOT's issue with reports, and I think there's a resounding theme here, especially this year and as it's been building over the last number of years in terms of MnDOT's ability to find and work with other sources in the community. So if you could be thinking of a bigger picture as to how to help us, whether it's drafting language or as we talked about, you know, transit and even complete streets and these issues of business, potential relocations, adverse effects. We know that you need to work with a lot of different community organizations, and there's a lot of them out there. And that's been kind of a theme on a lot of these reports is who are they? How do we help you find them? How do we bring everybody together? Because I think we could solve a lot of these report issues if we could somehow come up with a bigger picture. And I even made a note to myself here, you know, by the time you're done with all these reports, I almost want to see a report on the reports, because I think this is done, well, I jokingly said I counted 517 studies, reports, and otherwise could have passed this year, but it seems like we do so many of these. I think members, we kind of got to look at the bigger picture and say, how can we help MnDOT with this piece, but to the broader thing of all these things and bringing them together, because that is their key issue in getting their job done, is as many things as are available today. We got to make sure that they're able to work together across those lines, and that seems like it's been a problem in finding them, or, I mean, that's not your job to go out and find them. And I don't know what the answer is, but I keep hearing this over and over in different conference committees, is we need to work with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and we just had one on, we were talking about transit last night, where we need a big picture, but it's across multi-jurisdictional, multi-unit of government, especially in the metro area, and we somehow got to figure out the big picture. How do we bring it all together? Because it's not just MnDOT field, and I forgot, I'd like to tell you that, yes, you work great out in my corridor, Highway 10, they were out, like in the city of Ramsey, doing a lot of visuals with businesses and things, but it was the county in some of the side streets that didn't meet with the businesses, so MnDOT did great. The Highway 242 issue, getting the overpass out there on 65, you've worked with those businesses for many years. They knew way in advance, always knew what was going to go on and how it was going to be phased in. All the businesses have handouts. So I do want to compliment you on those. But I do see, and I was excited about this too, as being kind of another bridge where we can get other organizations working together. So it's kind of a big picture thing that I think somehow this language has to help you get back to the big picture and us get back to the big picture while we're dealing with this particular piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and before we leave, we have the last, the Senate's proposal here, and I think the major difference is the $100,000 that we're addressing, and your recommendations there. When you go forth with that, I'm looking at your recommendations, and before we leave that thought, if you look at line 2.19 of the Senate's proposal here, I would love the adoption of ordinances to provide for customer parking during construction access to the business premises. You need to add for customers and for receiving goods. I've seen issues of where we had a carpet store in town that couldn't get its carpet in. There's no place for the truck to come in and out during a 4-month phase of construction. So I mean, those are, I would love to, you know, make sure that that's added, mm-hmm. you know, because you, business purposes, I mean, what does that mean? You got a little footpath there and that's it? Or, you know, you have to define it a little more closer for the businesses.
Absolutely.
Thank you, though.
Thank you. Maybe then we should proceed with Senator Moore's recommendation. Maybe we can go, the staff can walk us through these side by side just to let us know the differences, and then we can take chunks and say, this sounds good, and proceed with that. Because I think I attempted to do that in my computer, and I apologize, but I think I just made this process really a little bit more complicated by creating these documents. So what I did was precisely that, and try to cut and paste in my computer and bring that to save us time. But I think I accomplished exactly the opposite. So I'm going to ask the staff to go side by side to point out the differences, and then we can talk about, you know, which one we could commit to, because I think the differences are not very, with the exception of the last two paragraphs, the differences are not major.
First, ask staff if they have any sleep, or if we should be expecting to nod off in the middle of...
Well, Senator Moore. Madam Chair, I had suggested as the orderly fashion, but I
What I would like is that I don't think that we're that far apart,
yeah.
And I'm wondering if, as the two chief authors, if you could perhaps agree to direct staff to do an amendment from this language, or however you, the two of you, might decide that you, because I think that you're very close, and what I heard is that you're generally in agreement with some minor differences. So I'm wondering if you would be willing to recess, and the two of you could work with staff. Ms. Zerzowski informs me that it would not be that difficult or take that much time to put together an amendment, and then perhaps that amendment could just be brought to us for consideration, and I think that would move us very quickly through this process. And then that amendment, if it's agreeable to all of us, we'll vote on that, and that will become the conference committee report. So we could already, you know, bisect several steps in between, if that is agreeable to the two authors of the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and hopefully we could address whatever simultaneously, if Ms. Parker could maybe be part of that, to make sure that we're getting these things, and I hope, members, that you'll move it out even another 3 months, because I do know the significance of the reports that they're trying to put together, and we all think our report is most important, but I think if we can phase these reports out, we actually do get a better product by giving them the amount of time they think they need, so that we want to make sure that we've got a good product at the end, instead of forcing them to come up with it at the same time as the other 10. So if you'd consider that, Madam Chair.
Thank you, John Bauer. This is maybe before we break for considering this, writing this amendment. There is an issue with the deadline for me that I would like to get your opinion on. If we do not get the recommendations by January 15, we're not going to be able to act on legislative recommendations, because by March, we have to have, you know, deadlines are really before March. The intent here was to give an opportunity to the commissioner to really put all the recommendations, not all the recommendations that they are going to bring forward, are going to be put into legislation. I don't think that that would be possible. And there will be other recommendations that members are going to bring independently because of the circumstances that they are, you know, facing in their district. So the reason for the January 15 deadline was that this is the time where we are supposed to really put in place legislation or introduce legislation for to address recommendations from different reports from agencies. So if we put it on March, it would be too late. So that was the reason for the May, for the January 15. If we put it March, it would be too late.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel very strongly that we need to keep this deadline if we want to act, if we want to, you know, use this report for possible legislative action. Yes, Senator Jambal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Parker, perhaps you could give the conference committee a little indication of what kind of work product you think you could get alongside of other reports. Can we do something justice? I mean, that's my other concern, is that we're not just getting a report because they're doing many of them, but we're getting something substantial that we can use to correct some inadequacies out there today.
Exactly.
Madam Chair, Senator Dunbar, we will do the best that we can. The difficulty with these reports, I think, that maybe people don't think about, is that it's not just a question of sitting down and writing something. It means we have to sit down with the League of Cities, and we'll probably need 2 or 3 meetings, and they'll be spaced probably a month apart to talk about ordinances. Because I don't think cities will necessarily take warmly to the idea of MnDOT telling them they need to adopt an ordinance. We'll have to find out what it takes to adopt an ordinance, how long it takes, how early do we have to start. And it is the same in every city. And who will write ordinance, model ordinance language for us? We don't have anyone who does that. We'll have to sit down with the people from BEAD and find out, you know, what programs they've got, how well do they fit with the situations we're facing. I mean, those are all things that we can do. It's just that it means scheduling meetings, and then you have a meeting, and then you send out minutes from a meeting, and then you have another meeting, and then you put a draft together, and then people review drafts, because everyone who's affected wants to have something to say about how it affects them. And so it's a very collaborative process. And that's really the, we do it all the time on a million different things. And we're also working on our state transportation plan update at the same time, a statewide comprehensive rail plan, a transit plan. All of these things involve the Association of Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce. We can do this. It's just, you know, how much we'll have available by January, and we will do our best to do whatever we can do by then.
I guess maybe then, just for your thought processes, because this is a subject that does, and having been a mayor as well before being a senator, and knowing how this does interplay with cities and counties as well, maybe you could entertain the idea of having a preliminary report in January, because I really don't think they're going to do this justice, but it might give us some bits that we can work on in terms of legislation. This is a very complicated thing. I've been working on it in terms of things on the major Highway 10 and Highway 65 issues and some businesses in my district, and that's why I was eager to see something like this come. But I'm looking at the time frame already and thinking, I don't think we can get all the serious answers we want, but I think we might be able to get some things we could put into play and work it incrementally. So if the chairpersons would be interested in calling for a preliminary report, but MnDOT working through, at least tell us what they see as the obstacles ahead in the final report. And if they could put a final report together, so much the better, but I just don't think you could do it justice in that period of time.
And I think you can simplify things too. You may not need an ordinance, you need a plan is what we want. So when you can simplify things without having a special city council to do it, I mean, you can just get plans, you work with the business people, and you do have a plan. This is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to laid out, this is like in and out of town, or whatever, in and out of your businesses. And I think that's all we need, to keep it as simple as possible.
I agree, and the reason I was comfortable with the March 15th date was specifically because the amount of groups that we'd have to gather together. I'm a little concerned about requesting a report for January, given the amount of people that they need to call together to work on this, and a lot of it is brand new to the department, and frankly, asking Dee to step in and work with you to come up with some of these plans, I felt it was going to take a couple of meetings. I didn't think it was something that we could get done with just one. And given that we are working on our statewide plan, I was comfortable after speaking with Chair Leader that if we did get a report from this in March, would I lose a deadline opportunity to perhaps implement change or try to assist the department in being able to implement these sorts of plans, and I was told that it would not because it would be policy. So I'm comfortable with it, and again, just from the members that I met in the office, they were very excited about doing this work, but I think it is going to be, for a lot of them, their first time delving into this subject together, and it may take two or three meetings to get that done, and I don't think we have enough time, given that probably July 1 is when everything is going to start happening around here. So That's my take on it, I guess. But you're right, we do have different deadlines in the House and the Senate, and if January is a better date, then I don't know what the differences would be, though, between a preliminary report and a final report. So we're going to ask for a preliminary, but we expect to have most of the work done. We should just demand a final, so.
For us, March is too late.
Okay.
We could work something out in between, I suppose. I suppose February is okay with us. It would be a little late, but we tend to, by February we're supposed to have pretty much everything done. Let's work on this deadline and see if we can come up with something that is that gives us a little bit more flexibility. But what I don't want to do is really make you do all of this work to put on a report that will go on a shelf. I really would like to follow up with legislation to implement your recommendations. Because if not, really, all of this work
is worth nothing. For us, what we do here is we pass legislation to make sure that, you know, your great ideas and recommendations really support the businesses. So,
it's possible that no legislation will be needed.
Right.
Because there are many things we can do, even today, without legislative authority. There's nothing that prevents MnDOT from adopting an internal policy that on projects over a certain size or that projects that affect a certain number of businesses, we need to locate someone in the area who knows how to address small business problems and at least make the name and phone number of that organization available. That we can do that without legislation. And we've already talked about that internally.
Right.
And
absolutely.
As far as public information and meetings with small businesses, I think it's clear that sometimes we do a very good job of that and sometimes we do a very poor job. And we just need to take the situations where we do it well and make sure we do it better more often and try to learn from where we had a poor experience and be more responsive. And that we can certainly do without legislation. And we don't need to wait to January. If we're smart, as soon as it's brought to our attention that we're not meeting expectations, then we need to start figuring out how to correct it.
Absolutely. I do really appreciate Ms. Parker who you just said, because I think that's exactly what we expect, you know, from the offices, that we don't even have to really pursue legislation to do some things that, you know, can be done. Well, let's work on this, and maybe we could work with the staff to figure out, you know, how do we put this language together and clean it up, and then we will reconvene in about 25 minutes. Is the staff? No?
No.
How much time do we need?
Madam Chair, if you want to have a, if you want to talk and decide on some sort of a compromise and then have us draft it in the form of an amendment, that drafting would itself would take about 30 minutes. So
okay.
Add 30 minutes on to however.
2:30?
Okay. 2:30? That would be good. Okay. So we are adjourning and reconvening at 2:30. We're going to go and recess at 2:30. Thank you. While we wait for Representative Jumper, we are going to take a look at the language that was developed by our staff, and we're going to open for questions. And I would like to suggest, Representative Mador, that if we, I am going to ask the members of the Senate if this is okay with them, and I would like to suggest that you ask the members of the House if this is okay, and if that is okay, we will move, I would appreciate if you could move to adopt this language as the language that we will submit for the conference committee report.
I'll make that motion. Move it.
Okay.
Okay. Very well done, by the way.
You're good?
Yeah,
okay.
I really like it.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Yep.
So we have the motion. We need a second.
No, just Madam Chair, the A1 amendment has been moved. You just need to call a vote on it. Okay. Thank you. All those, so we move the A1 amendment. Now, all of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The amendment has been adopted. Now we need a motion to move this language as the language for recommendation for the conference committee report. For
Okay.
I will move adoption of the conference committee report. All of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion is adopted. This will be the language that we use for our conference report, and we will get this to you as soon as we possibly can have it so that we can get the signature. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Great job.